Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well.
All right, here in the ATL, and I don't know about you guys, wherever you are across the United States, but here in the ATL, it is cold and rainy, okay? And what I mean by cold is, you know, you know, we were looking at in the mid to early 50s. Okay, but that's cold when you mix in the rain, okay, and a little wind blowing here and there. But today's high supposedly was actually 61 degrees. We think it got that high, but hey, what do I know, right? And tonight's low is going to be 34 degrees. Now, tomorrow is going to be 54 with a slight chance of rain, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's low is 28 degrees. Now, we're looking at Wednesday. Now, they're also talking about Tuesday being tomorrow bringing in a little bit of ice. But I don't know, okay? I don't know. But when you think about it, if it gets real low tonight, which I don't think it is, I don't think it's going to go, excuse me, below freezing tonight. But if it does, then we'll have some slick roads in the morning. But I don't think it's going to get below freezing tonight. Okay? So I think we're looking good in that area. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on tonight's topic. Now, before I get into the topic, just wanted to say real quick, I don't know who watched the All-Star game yesterday, but it was a decent game. I really don't like the way that the All-Star game goes, okay? It's very high scoring, yada, yada, but, you know, no defense, okay? No defense at all, and they just let guys, come on through, go in there and dunk the ball, and that's just about all that they do, okay? Dunks and shoot threes. No one has mastered the way of scoring in the paint or 15 to 18 feet away. These guys can't shoot that close. You know, they have to be far out. Okay? Because when I was in high school playing basketball, we didn't have a 3-point line. All right? The 3-point shot was not in play yet. All right? So we didn't have a 3-point line. So anywhere on the court was 2 points, all right? Whether it was a dunk, a jumper from 5 feet, jumper from 15 feet, 18, 25 feet, it was 2 points. So we mastered the art of getting closer to the basket and taking more high percentage shots, okay? But last night it was okay. It was very high scoring. They had 80 points each at halftime, and you're looking at 150 something points for the game last night. But it was entertaining to the fans, I guess. It wasn't entertaining to me, but it was entertaining to the fans. I'd rather see people playing ball. You know, when you turn and just let someone go to the hoop, that's not basketball. So, I'm okay with the All-Star game, but it just wasn't what I hoped for. All right, so 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in again and comment on tonight's topic. All right, I see some people are joining the show right now. Welcome to the show. The topic for tonight, the episode for tonight, is entitled "Your Sister." This is looking from a woman's point of view. This is looking from a woman's eyes. Okay, your sister. your best friend's husband, would you tell your best friend? Would you tell your best friend that your sister is sleeping with her husband? Okay? Now, I discussed this with a few women today, and they all said that they probably wouldn't not tell their best friend. I know one young lady said that she'd actually approach her sister and talk to her sister and let her know that she's doing wrong before she went to her best friend. Now, I get that, right? I get that. So go to your sister. Tell your sister that, stop it. Just cut it off. But now, I asked her the question, now, if your sister doesn't take your advice, and she doesn't cut it off, then what? Then she said, then at that point, she'd go to her friend, tell her. Now, I started throwing in some different stuff there. I was like, okay, now you go to your best friend and tell her that your sister's sleeping with her husband, and now your best friend's going to look at you and say, well, how do you know? Okay, I know because they've been sleeping together for a couple of months now. A couple of months? Why you didn't tell me when you first found out? A couple of months ago. Well, I tried to talk to my sister, but she didn't listen, so I came to you. Okay, so now I think that the best friend would feel some kind of way about her best friend, right? The woman whose husband is sleeping with the other, her best friend's sister, then I think that she would get defensive about her telling her that her sister is sleeping with her husband. Y'all with me on that? But let's turn it around. Okay? Let's turn it around. Let's say that a man, his brother, is sleeping with his best friend's wife. Okay, let's say this. My brother is sleeping with my best friend's wife. Would I tell my best friend? No, I wouldn't tell my best friend. Okay, I wouldn't tell my best friend. I know, but I wouldn't tell my best friend. Simply because I think that would jeopardize our friendship. Okay, just like the young lady, I think that would jeopardize our friendship. Now, I would do the same as far as going to my brother and telling him, hey, man, you need to cut this out. This not right, But if he doesn't listen, then I don't think that it's my... What am I trying to say? I don't think it's my place to say something to my best friend. Because I believe that if you are sleeping around on your husband or you are sleeping around on your wife, then, yeah, it's going to be found out. Okay? Because men, we can't do that right, so to speak. We can't go around and mess with other women when we got a wife at home and do it right. Most men screw up when it comes to trying to have an extramarital affair, okay? We either get too laid out with it, too easygoing with it, and... we have these women that we give her the phone number and she calls at all times of the night or the day, and, you know, you look at your phone and you know who it is, and, you know, you end up throwing your phone out the window or whatever, right? We screw up like that. We can't do that. That's why I tell guys all the time, you might as well lay it down. Don't even try it. And because it's not going to go well. It's not going to work out. Okay? And, you know, I know people who try it still and get caught up. All right? And end up with months and months of heartache from the relationship at home when it didn't even have to go through that. All right? And that trust is also thrown out of the window for months and months, even maybe a year or 2 years or more. The wife is not going to trust you for a long, long time. So I always say, you know, don't even try that. All right? Don't even try that. You may get away with it once. You may get away with it twice. You may even get away with it three times. But sooner or later, she's going to figure something out, or she's going to think something, and she's going to do something. Your wife, she's going to figure something out. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Your sister is sleeping with your best friend's husband. Would you tell her? Would you tell your best friend? And like I said just a minute ago, men, we think differently than women. A woman would say, "Yeah, I'm gonna tell her." This one young lady said that, "I'm not gonna tell her, but what I am gonna do, I am gonna pick her up and take her to their location wherever they are." I'm like, "Well, that's, you might as well tell her what's going on." "No, I ain't gonna tell her. I'm just gonna take her to the spot where they are." Okay? And you know, that's gonna cause a big brouhaha. So I don't recommend that, because somebody could really get hurt. And I'm not talking about hurt in the heart. I'm talking about hurt physically. You know, someone may want to hurt someone physically with an object or something, you know? So I don't recommend that. But I do understand that young lady's point where she was saying, "I would talk to my sister and see if I can talk to her and ask her not to continue to sleep with my best friend's husband." Now, another young lady said that she would tell her best friend, because especially if he's a jerk, if her husband is a jerk, or, you know, he's, you know, always doing something wrong, then she'd tell her best friend, because she wants her best friend to get away from this guy. Okay? So she would tell. All right? But again, I think that if you do tell your best friend that your sister's sleeping with her husband, your best friend is going to feel some type of way towards you. All right? You know, I don't really know the answer. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's bad. But, you know, from my point of view, since I don't know if it's good or bad to tell them or not, I'm just going to stay away from it. Y'all with me? I'm just going to stay away from it. And, you know, try not to have a party where I have all them together. try not to have some kind of get together where I have all them together, you know, and until things are done, over with. Okay? But I'm going to stay away from that situation and let them work things out themselves. Okay? Because I believe that he or her will find out sooner or later. And, you know, it may be bad or it may not be so bad as far as someone really getting hurt physically. It may not. But there has been times that women have found out that their husband is sleeping around and bad things happen. Okay? And guys, I don't recommend that, because if you're married and doing that, then as far as breaking up, busting up your family and all this stuff, she's not worth it. You may think she is right now, but she's not worth it. All it is a, you know, how can I say this cleanly? All it is a, what do you call it, a sort of a booty call. Okay? A booty call. And booty calls don't last. Believe me. Because once you leave your wife going for this other woman or that sister probably not going to want you anymore. Okay? Because she doesn't want to have the baggage of you being around her all the time. See, that's what a problem comes in. Even with a mistress on the side, once your wife finds out or once your significant other finds out and y'all bust up, y'all break up, then the mistress on the other side that you're having the affair with, she doesn't want you. See? She just liked the idea of you guys getting together, sneaking around, and sneaking to the hotel, or you stopping at her house, you know, you coming by late at night, or you coming by early in the morning, or whatever. That's what they get their kicks on. That's where they get their kicks from, is the sneaking around. That's what happened. But once the sneaking around isn't happening anymore, now they don't want you. Or even women. If you're sneaking around, if you're sneaking around on your husband, okay, you're sleeping around with some other guy that's not your husband, then once you and your husband bust up and your family breaks up, you go running to this other guy, he's not going to want you. Because guess what? He's got another chick on the side. He's got more women. Like I told a guy today, you know, a guy tell you anything just to get you in bed, okay? A guy tell you anything just to get you in bed. Once he gets you in bed and it's not all he thought it would be, the fireworks didn't go off, he's gone. He jumped in the car and hit the gas and burned rubber away from you. Maybe he wants to hang around. He liked what happened. He enjoyed you and all this. But once you bust up from the family and now you're 24/7 or whatever with him, 7 days a week with him, that's a problem. Because like I said, guess what? He's got another chick on the side. If you don't believe me, check it out. try it. See what happens. Because, again, a guy tell you anything to get you in bed. And then, believe you me, he'll tell you, I'm not dating anybody. I don't have a steady woman. And he may not have a steady woman, but he's got a couple of women, that he's dealing with. Okay? But he also, men want to have, and I know you men out there, you're giving me the choke sign, telling me to cut it off, but all I'm saying is, ladies, don't fall for the okie doke. Because that's what we are, okie dokers. We give you the okie doke. And then we go and laugh about it. We go to our friend's house and talk about you. Yeah, I'm with girl that, that's his, she's my lawyer. But, we talk and stuff, and, she isn't happy at home, so I talked to her, and I took her out to dinner a couple of times, and, next thing you know, we were getting a hotel room together. And then now she doesn't want her husband anymore. I talked about this the other day. Now, her husband isn't desirable to her, so she wants her client. Okay? And then her client is like, nah, you better stay with that man. He just wanted a night in bed with you. But like I said, if it's okay, he gonna continue. But believe you me, he's got another chick on the side. You ever heard that song? It's an old school song. It said, I bet you got a chick on the side. I know you got a chick. I bet you got a chick on the side. That's men. That's men. These single men out there, they got chicks on the side. If you don't believe it, you try it. Hey. Guys, that's all I have for you today. I got about a minute left in the show. Now, join me tomorrow. I did have my topic here, but I don't know where it is now. But anyway, join the show tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. Stay warm tonight, and cover up, okay? Take care.